50%
becoming the most prominent forum for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
It's early in the morning, but they told me it was y'all. I say, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Prince of Pissing People.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Yo, 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 yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. It's Monday.
Yes, it's Monday, back to the work week.
Yes, and today feels like that last page right before you choose your own adventure. Remember when those Choose Your Own Adventure books
right
you used to read back in the day? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Remember you used to read those Choose Your Own Adventure books, and right before that last page you read and you get up to that point where you can choose your own adventure and figure out what the rest of the story is going to be?
Mm-hmm.
That's what today feels like.
Okay.
Yes, today and tomorrow.
It's a big day tomorrow for people to get out and vote.
Yes.
Huge, huge, huge day.
Oh, you may not care. So you just be like, F it.
You should care who the next president is.
But though, you should go out and vote regardless of who you want to vote for. You should definitely go out, cast your vote.
I think you should exercise your right to vote. I mean, that's what the whole Respect My Vote campaign was based on, just respecting your right to vote and respecting the fact that people before you died for you to have the right to vote.
That's
so
right.
Why not?
Did the Cowboys win this weekend or something?
Oh, yeah, drop one of Clues Bomb for Angela Yee, asking such obvious questions. I mean, why? Just asking such obvious questions.
They beat the worst team in NFL.
First of all, we beat who was on the schedule. That's what we did.
They beat the worst team in the NFL.
We beat who was on the schedule. Let's be clear about that.
Somebody who doesn't really know much about football.
It doesn't matter. We had a bye week this week, okay?
They beat a team that had the worst
record. We beat who was on the schedule, just like we beat the last six teams who were on the schedule for us, okay? We're 7-1. I'm just being humble about it.
I only ask because Charlamagne has on a Cowboys hat, jacket, scarf.
I'm just
underwear.
Being humble. It's cold outside. It's a little brisk. It's a little brisky out here.
Sometimes
in New York
you
City.
Can be a little humble. Like my Giants won too, but I ain't have to go all out like he did.
I don't go all out. This is right. I got on a regular jacket, a scarf because it's cold, and a hat.
We bust down the Eagles, but we ain't beat the last.
Oh, the Eagles?
Place
yeah,
team.
We beat them last week. Drop on the Clues Bomb for my Dallas Cowboys.
Well, we beat them this week.
Okay. I'm just being humble about it.
Shout out to Fat Joe. Fat Joe opened up a sneaker store over the weekend. I went past through. It's called Up NYC.
Yeah, I saw 50 Cent went there, too. It's nice that the two of them are cool with each other.
Yeah,
now.
50 was there. 50 went actually at the grand opening when the stores opened up. So shout out to Fifth. I was there as well. They had a lot of goodies. I don't know if they still have all those goodies, but they had a lot of dope sneakers. The line was around the corner. Shout out to Fat Joe.
Good for him. That's dope.
Also, like I said, shout out to my Giants. I went to the game, took my son, surprised my son. We had an amazing time. The seats were amazing. It was just a good, fun experience. So congratulations to the Giants. And my son's season, his football season is over. They lost. If they would have won this game, they would have went to Disney World. And they played in Disney, but they lost. So shout out to the Brick City Lions. They played a great season. I think they were like 7-2.
Well, hold on.
Oh, so the Cowboys got a better record than the Brick City Lions as well. Okay, cool.
I got to shout out to my girl, Dolores. She ran in the New York City Marathon.
Okay.
And that was yesterday over the weekend.
I thought you were going to run.
No, not this year.
Oh.
But that's one of my goals in life is to run the marathon.
Did she poop on herself?
I didn't ask her, but that's such a huge accomplishment. So shout out to my friend Dolores for finishing the marathon yesterday.
Nice. Salute to Dolores, my fellow cancer.
You was in South Carolina, I see.
Yes, I was in South Carolina all weekend. Salute to my bro, Bakari Sellers. Salute to my man, Chris Etheridge. It was University of South Carolina's homecoming this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So I was at the game, and then we had an after party.
What picture was that?
At a club called Empire.
No, they took a picture down.
Let me see.
Somebody had on a shirt that Charlotte versus Maine.
Yeah, that was one of my partners. That was my cousin, actually.
Was that on purpose?
Yes. Everybody, you know, my people's a little slow down there. So that's all. They'll shoot you, though. But that was me and Bakari. We was standing on the couch in the club.
Oh, nice.
That's all. Salute to my man, SNS. SNS providing the soundtrack. My man, Louis V.
SNS, what up?
Had a good, weekend, man. Solid
weekend.
He
was with the minister as well.
I was with the Minister Farrakhan Saturday morning. Salute to Minister Farrakhan, Brother Don Muhammad. He spoke in North Charleston on Saturday.
Okay.
So I went and sat with him early Saturday morning.
Is the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan voting?
No, he's actually not voting this year. We talked about that. He's not voting.
I'm asking if he changed his mind.
He thinks that, he thinks Hillary's qualified to be president. He just, you know, doesn't see what they're going to do directly for African Americans. And that's understandable.
Okay.
Yes.
And right, I came in with presents for you guys this morning, too, because I thought about you both this weekend. So hopefully you enjoy.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news. What are we talking about?
We will talk about Hillary Clinton and those emails. We'll tell you what the FBI is saying. Also, Donald Trump over the weekend, he got rushed from the stage. We'll tell you what happened.
Okay. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. The Giants, we beat the Eagles yesterday. No problem. Great win for the Giants. Cowboys beat the Browns. Dolphins beat the Jets.
Hey, Cowboys beat the Cleveland Browns to have a 7-1 record to be number one in the NFC East, but we're very humble about it.
What was the Browns record? 0-8. Okay.
I mean, it was a bye week, but that's not our fault. We got to play who's on the schedule. It ain't our fault. Cleveland is Cleveland.
Dolphins beat the Jets. The Ravens beat the Steelers. The Chiefs beat the Jaguars. The Lions beat the Vikings in overtime. The Panthers beat the Rams. The Saints beat the 49ers. The Colts beat the Packers. The Chargers beat the Titans. The Raiders beat the Broncos.
The Packers kind of trash, yo. What happened to Aaron Rodgers?
I don't know.
Ain't the Packers kind of trash?
That's our producer's favorite team. So
He said in his defense.
We don't hear anything from Packers fans this morning. He yelled out something just now. I don't know what it was.
Now, on Monday Night Football, the Bills play the Seahawks. Now, what's going on with the FBI and Clinton now?
Well, they have cleared Hillary Clinton over those emails they found. Those new emails, they're saying they're not the same as the old emails that they investigated. It was about a lot of emails. So we didn't think this investigation would happen before the election, but according to the FBI director, he said, based on our review, we have not changed our conclusions that we expressed in July. Therefore, there will not be any criminal charges against Hillary Clinton over these emails that they discovered. You know, of course, Donald Trump is saying this whole thing is a conspiracy. He said you can't review 650,000 new emails in 8 days. You just can't do it, folks. Hillary Clinton is guilty. She knows it. The FBI knows it. The people know it. And now it's up to the American people to deliver justice at the ballot.
I mean, by the way, if there was really something incriminating in those emails, you wouldn't have to go through all 6,500 of them.
650,000.
I'm sure they would have one good one already ready to go. It only takes one.
I don't know if you guys saw this, though, but the 13-year-old girl that was pressing charges against Donald Trump just dropped those charges also.
Really? What that check was like?
Mm-mm-mm.
I don't know, but out of nowhere, she just dropped those. So
there ain't no out of nowhere. That big brown bag came from under the table. That's what that was.
Let's talk about Trump being rushed off the stage now.
Yes, Donald Trump was rushed off the stage. Now, at first, they said that somebody in the crowd yelled out gun, even though they found no weapon or anything after a thorough search. They did find this man, Austin Kreitz. What he said happened was he had a sign that said Republicans against Trump. He held up that sign, and then he was assaulted by a group of people around him before anybody said anything about a gun. He said, all of a sudden, because they couldn't grab the sign, I get tackled by all these people who are just kicking me, grabbing me in the crotch, and just beating the crap out of me. So
that's very ironic.
He said that he actually was a Republican supporter throughout the primaries, and now he has donated money to Hillary Clinton's campaign because I think Trump is a disaster for the country.
Why do all Trump's people like to grab people's private parts?
They grab them in the crotch.
It's the crotch. It's the pussycat. Jesus Christ. By the way, Republicans against Trump, the acronym would be RAT. I don't know what that means. I just thought that when it was said.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Maybe you had a bad week and a bad morning or whatever it may be, and you just need to vent, get something off your chest. Phone lines are wide open. 800-585-1051. Call us right now.
I'm mad at Issa on Insecure. I'm very upset with her.
Oh, stop it. I know.
Very
I saw
upset.
That last night,
I am
too.
Highly pissed off right
I
now.
I saw that, too.
Yes.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
But people that watch Insecure.
Oh.
Oh, and listen, for the Donald Trump thing, because I just looked it up, because I just saw it on the news this morning, but she actually dropped those charges. She canceled a press conference against Donald Trump. She was 13 years old when she said she was sexually assaulted by him. But she said she was too afraid because of a series of threats that were made against her from that press conference. So I'm sure that has something to do. She's scared.
Okay. All right. Well, call up. Tell them why you're mad. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
This is Mad Rapper. Good morning, yo, for real. I'm going to tell you why I'm mad, for real, man. Hey, yo, my girl keep coming home smelling like Polo Cologne. So, like that ain't for girls. Like, I know something's going on, for real. Like I'm heated about that. And now I need y'all to tell me why y'all mad. Why you mad on The Breakfast Club, for real.
My name is Star. I'm calling from Detroit.
Hey, Star. Little stripper, you.
Tell them why you
good
mad.
Good morning, yo. My God, I can't believe I got through. I hear y'all earlier. Okay. So I'm real mad. Let me tell y'all why. So I'm in Detroit, and the Gucci Mane concert was Saturday. Mm-hmm. Everybody waited to the last minute to get the ticket, whatever. I love him, so I wanted to go. I found somebody I bought the tickets from for $150. Two tickets, good seats, right?
Yeah, that's a hot item.
Get to the concert late. I didn't explain to the person the situation. We get there. I'm so cute. I'm real fine. Okay. Walking in my thigh-high boots, going to the Masonic Temple, and I get to the door. They scan my ticket. It's already been used.
Whoa, you got you.
I got, and he saw me coming. So I was mad at first. We had to walk back cute in the cold. Got to the car. I was real sad. I called him. He didn't answer. Of course, he lied. I got my money. So
damn.
I just texted him and was like, you know, that was messed up what you did. I was like, you know, but people like you never get far in life. I'm pretty sure you needed the money way more than I did. Have a
very
good
true.
Life.
So, I'm sorry to hear that.
You should call him on
that. Yeah, I feel bad that you was dressed like a thought and you got.
Not like a thought at all. I was very.
She was just cute. She was looking cute.
Yeah, and Gucci Mane, what? The concert was sold out, y'all. It was.
Yeah, I heard Gucci Mane been out there working too, out there in Detroit, popping.
What's his number?
Man, it was a 248, something like
you
that.
You really think he gonna sell her a fake ticket and give her a real number?
Yeah, you're right. I was gonna try to call her for him, but all right.
If I sell you a fake ticket, I'm not giving you a real number.
Yeah, that number probably changed, Mama. I'm sorry.
It's all good, but you know, I was like, I could shoot everybody in here right now. I was like, you know, I ain't gonna think negative.
Oh, come on now.
Goodness gracious.
By the way, she from Detroit. Detroit, what up, though? Okay, that is the Detroit way of thinking.
Hello,
all
right. Who's
this? This is Tim from Houston, Texas. Shout out Houston.
Tell him why you mad.
So I'm mad because, you know, I'm 25 years old. I've been with the woman of my dreams for about 6-7 years now. And I'm doing everything I can as a black man to take care of my family. You know, I didn't grow up with my father. And all I ask is that she go to school, you know what I'm saying? But I guess she considers, you know, taking care of the kids a job when I see it as a responsibility.
All right, first of all, shut the hell up. Taking care of your kids is a responsibility and a job. You sound stupid. I hate when people try to diminish what women do as far as taking care of the kids.
People get paid to take care of children.
That's
you know
a huge
that, right?
responsibility, bro.
I know they do that, but that's
and those are your kids. Wouldn't you rather the mother take care of them than somebody else?
No, I mean, at the same time, I would rather her help out, you know what I'm saying, in some way.
Oh, my goodness.
Bro, you sound like a damn fool. You sound like a double damn fool, sir.
He has no clue. Hello, who's this?
Yeah, what's up, Envy? How you feeling?
Uh-oh.
What's up, bro? Tell him why you mad.
Yeah, I'm mad. But first, I want to say, Angela Yee, we coming to the studio real soon to drop you off a goodie bag, gang bag.
Oh,
you
know
man. I got to hit you off. That's a goodie bang.
Yeah, goodie bag, gang bag. Or we could just say gang. Goodie bag, but we coming to drop you off some good goodies and all that.
Okay, you know why saying? You sound so mad today?
Because, man, y'all had this little clown Herbo up there yesterday talking about he not voting because of some stupid reason. Why you gonna put that type of opinion out there?
Well, I mean, it's a lot of people who have the opinion that they're not voting. I mean, Minister Farrakhan is giving speeches as to why he don't think, you know, we should vote. So what do you mean? We don't agree with him, but we
didn't know he was gonna say that.
People can't have their opinion?
Yeah, they can have their opinion, but why he don't get his teeth fixed?
Man, shut up. You a petty ass dog.
Shut up. Why you don't
turn down the bleach on your face?
Oh my gosh!
Shut your
bleach game is getting old, man. You gotta come up with some new material.
Yeah,
bro.
This bleach game is getting old, especially when my skin be looking so immaculate out here in these streets. I ain't gonna lie to you.
He should have went at your Cowboys. That's what he should have said.
I look Egyptian.
Tell him why you mad.
Egyptian.
You do not look Egyptian.
Yes, I do. I look like I've been bathing in milk.
Keep going.
Tell him why you mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent. Call us now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Drake Controller. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. And reminding you guys, tomorrow, go out and vote. Make sure you vote. Get to the polls early.
I usually go in the afternoon because when you go early, sometimes it's really way more crowded because that's when everyone goes. I'm just a little tip that I noticed.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, America is at a point where we're at a choose-your-own-adventure. Remember those choose-your-own-adventure books when you used to read as a kid?
Right.
Right now, you can choose your own adventure. Okay, now if you want the country to look like Hill Valley after Biff got a hold of that almanac and Marty and Doc returned to 1985 and the city was in ruins, but Biff was in control, go out there and let Donald Trump become president and see what happened.
Hmm. Now the polls open at various times in various places, so definitely call and check, all right?
Yeah, I got all my information in the mail.
Yeah, because I think in where I'm at, they open at 6.
Okay. Yeah, me work. Too.
Listen, I can't wait, and I really don't think we're embracing this moment, man. Like, we are coming off 8 years of an African-American president, and we potentially have the chance to put the first woman in the White House. The fact that, you know, Hillary being a woman hasn't been more of a narrative is shocking to me. It's kind of a testament to her, though, because she's like the woman that can beat up guys, so you don't really look at her as a girl.
Okay.
You know, everybody got one
she's
of those
sexless.
In the hood. I ain't gonna say she's sexless, but everybody got that one chick in the hood who can roll with the boys, and you just look at her like she one of the boys. That's how I think they look at Hillary.
Okay. Well, definitely go out there and vote, all right? Now, we got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yes, we'll talk about Justin Bieber and what he did over the weekend. Also, if you want to spend New Year's Eve, because I know people are planning their New Year's Eve celebrations already.
No, we're not. We're planning Thanksgiving. Why do people just bypass Thanksgiving?
Well, because it's expensive. It's sometimes expensive if you want to really Eve. Go out, you know, have to prepare.
Tickets are expensive. You got to go out of town.
Ahead of time. We'll tell you about a crazy amount of money for this Justin Bieber concert. Also, Superhead said that she had 3 abortions recently. We'll tell you what happened.
Goodness gracious.
I didn't know you could have abortions because of what goes in your mouth.
What? We'll talk about it when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, I know people are already trying to figure out what am I going to do for New Year's, right? Mm-hmm. What am I doing New Year's Eve? Because a lot of times that involves flying somewhere, getting a hotel room, figuring out is there a concert? What are we doing?
Take your ass to church, man.
Well, there's an ultimate VIP package if you want to hang out with Justin Bieber. And that's in Miami. That means tickets for you, 9 friends. You get a 5-night stay at the Fountain Blue in the Sorrento penthouse. You get comp dinners, poolside cabanas, and you get to sit front and center at a table for Justin Bieber's concert. You also get use of the Lamborghini, Ferrari, Rolls Royce, or McLaren. You get a private escort to Skrillex's gig at LIV. You get a yacht charter to Story Nightclub, where there's going to be a meet and greet. And you get some Ace of Spades. So what do you think all of that would cost?
$1 million. $1 million!
Nah, not that much.
$500,000.
That's a lot of money.
I'm close.
That package.
Yeah, who is this for? The Kardashians? Like, what regular, everyday person can afford to do this?
One of my friends had the nerve to say, well, if it's you and none of your friends, you guys could all chip in.
Okay. Chip in, yeah, right.
Now, if they really want to sell that package, they'll put in an Instagram picture with Justin Bieber. People will do anything for an Instagram picture with a celebrity.
That'll do it. Somebody's going to buy this, though, and I can't wait to see who it is. In the meantime, Justin Bieber on Friday was in Toronto having a drink, and he just started playing the piano and singing, and he performed 5 songs just randomly. So
that's news.
That's dope. Imagine you just go have a drink and Justin Bieber jumps on the piano.
They said he was at the bar by himself. They said he was with nobody. Just
I'd be like, boy, that boy is really depressed. He ain't here drunk by himself. Now he playing the piano by himself. That usually is the first steps of, you know what, I'm going to kill myself.
All right. Now, I don't know about that. Now, Vivica Fox has a new male exotic dancer reality series coming to Lifetime, and that's going to debut January 4th. Next year, and it's called Black Magic. So basically, it's these male exotic dancers, and she's going to narrow it down to a group of an elite 8, and they all, I guess, you know, look incredible. Let me tell you these guys' names, okay? There's one guy whose name is Greg White Chocolate Jackson, Mike Profit the Problem Strong, Stephen Charm Beck, Andrew Penetration Williams.
Young Pino.
Young Pino.
Christian Slow Motion Dennis. So we get to see their personal life drama. Do they have what it takes to make it to get a spot on the Vegas Strip?
And what are they, gay porn stars?
No, just
what are they?
Well, dances, man. Just dances.
Black Magic. I thought this was interesting because I know she was in that movie Chocolate City. So maybe she was inspired after being in that movie about...
Do women go to male strip clubs, though? I've never even heard of one, really, anymore.
So they don't have whole strip clubs normally. It'll be like, I have actually hosted a couple of them.
Okay.
No, it's fun. It's actually really fun. I had my friends on stage, and they were like, listen, I don't want anybody to touch me. I don't want anything to happen. Mm-hmm. Actually, Melissa Ford was the one I was with that said that.
And one time for Melissa Ford. People think that...
Then she had some drinks. And next thing you know, my friend
was woo, woo, woo.
One of my other friends, shout out to Laura Morris, she was laying on the floor on the stage and the guy was slapping her on the forehead with his
penis. Okay.
Sock.
Don't gay male strippers, don't they have the stereotype of being gay?
Strippers?
Okay. Why do you say gay?
Male strippers, yes, gay male strippers would be gay.
Yeah, but male strippers, don't they have the stereotype of being gay? Yes.
You guys might have put that
immediately. So that's what I'm saying. Why would your nickname be Penetration? Like, that's not a good nickname when the stereotype is that you're gay, bro. Yo,
when I first started DJing, right?
Uh-oh.
I don't know how this segues into this. I can't wait to hear this.
You know, you take anything when
you're
first
start
DJing.
You going to tell us how you got those calls? Oh, you take anything when you first start DJing. Wow.
So
okay.
I had to DJ all a right. lot of those, and it was mad awkward and uncomfortable.
You didn't have to. You chose to.
I needed the money. I had to.
Okay, so you had
to. A check is a check, though.
That's how it always gets started.
But it's uncomfortable because they're always in the back or in by the DJ booth.
In your back.
Wow.
And they got to pump up.
Whoa, okay.
You know what? I'm not telling
y'all. All right, so the segue. This was the segue. We're talking about men being penetrated, and you said, now, you got a story. When you first started, you used to take it.
No.
You used to take anything.
They were always in the back pumping up.
Yep, you used to take anything. They were always in the back pumping up.
Grow up, guys.
You grow up.
Grow up, guys. I was just telling you, it was awesome.
I know a lot of men.
Because they used to pump up like by the DJ booth because they couldn't let the girl see, so they would strap on the thing.
So you used to see.
So you were like a fluffer.
So you used to see.
Forget it. I'm not telling
you.
How you know they wasn't standing by the DJ booth because you like to sag your pants and they were looking at that little cute beige ass of yours.
But then they would have to put a ring to make it stay erect.
Yeah, they use a ring. And
you really watched.
You know what?
The ring actually cuts off the circulation, and that's what makes you stay erect. So that way, it's always, you know.
You didn't see him do the little hand signal just now? You missed that? When he was like, they have to put the ring on to stay erect. And he did like the pond and the river. What they call that? What they call this one?
Pond and the plane.
Pond and the river. What they call this? What's this?
Oh, gosh, guys.
You know what? I'm not telling you guys.
See,
anymore.
I didn't even get to finish my.
Thunderclap.
I can't even be honest with you guys anymore, man.
And he was like, it went up. Thunderclap.
This went from rumor report to something else.
Don't forget y'all.
All right. Well, anyway, that is your rumor report. You never wear a fluffer?
No.
Do you know what a fluffer is?
Somebody to get somebody hard, I'm thinking.
Whoa, don't act like you don't know. You are an expert.
Now,
wow,
an expert.
Who knew?
DJ Fluffer.
Now we know how you got all them cars, damn it.
What?
You got to do what you got to do to get what you want.
Oh, my goodness.
Diamond.
All right. You call me Diamond is my name? When we come back, we got front page news. We're talking about Clinton and the FBI. Also, Trump rushed off stage. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get some front page news now. The Giants. Shout out to the New York Giants. They beat the Philadelphia Eagles. Great game. Sorry, Philly. You guys lost. Matter of fact, somebody up here owes me some money.
Who?
That's right. I got to go collect my money. I got to go to another station. Yeah. Shows me $100.
Who, Helen Little?
Yeah, Helen Little.
Okay, drop on a clues bomb for Helen Little.
If you know Helen Little,
Philadelphia Eagles fan.
She works up here, and she bet me $100, and I want my $100. If you know her, or you know her Instagram or her Twitter, tweet her.
I can't believe you're shaking Helen Little.
Money. I'm definitely shaking her down.
Jesus Christ.
How much does she owe you?
$100, we bet $100.
Wow.
We bet $100. I want my money, too. Hmm. Thank you for reminding me. All right.
Nobody reminded you. You reminded yourself. Yeah, you said, thank you for reminding me. Who the hell are you talking to?
I didn't even know about this.
Dolphins beat the Jets. Ravens beat the Steelers.
It's my first time hearing
Chiefs
about
beat
it.
The Jaguars. Lions beat the Vikings in overtime. Panthers beat the Rams. Saints beat the 49ers. Colts beat the Packers. Chargers beat the Titans. Raiders beat the Broncos. And in Monday Night Football, the Bills played the Seahawks. Now, let's talk about the FBI.
Let's talk about the Dallas Cowboys beating the Cleveland Browns yesterday, okay?
Now we
have a 7-1 record on the season. Drop one of Clues Bombs for my Cowboys,
you
all
beat
right?
the last place Browns.
We beat who's on the schedule.
You're proud of that?
It's not my fault Cleveland is Cleveland.
Okay? Yeah, you got it out your system. Is it out your system? Right? Who you play next week?
The Pittsburgh Steelers. All right?
Yeah, you might be able to beat them.
I don't know what we're going to do.
Black and yellow.
The Ravens. Then after that, the Washington Redskins. Would you like me to go on?
Yeah, then after that, who you play?
The team
that gave you that L.
The Giants again.
That's right.
Or the Vikings. I don't know. Who
Giants.
Cares? Let's just focus on today, kids.
All right. Now, the FBI clears Clinton again.
That's right. You said it. The FBI director has said that the agency hasn't changed its opinion. Hillary Clinton is not going to face criminal charges after they reviewed those new emails that they found. So that's it. And Donald Trump, of course, is screaming foul. He's saying you cannot review 650,000 emails in 8 days. You cannot do it. Hillary Clinton is guilty. She knows it. The FBI knows it. So on and so forth.
Knock it off, Donald. Give it up. First of all, you wouldn't have to go through 6,500 emails if it was something really incriminating in there because they would have already found that one or two that would absolutely be able to build a case, okay? No need to go through all 6,500 of them.
Well, why do they keep checking? I thought they checked the first time, so did they think they forgot something or they missed something?
Well, they found new emails. They were looking into the whole texting investigation with Anthony Weiner,
mm-hmm.
and that's when they found, you know, Hillary Clinton's top aide is Anthony Weiner's estranged wife.
Right.
So they were looking at her emails. That's where they found
it. Were they looking for Anthony Weiner penis pics or something?
Maybe.
you know, sexting.
People be acting like that's a lot of emails, man. She is the, what, Secretary of State? Mm-hmm. Like, she was the Secretary. Like, she's a popular person is what I'm saying. Your bum ass got 2,000-plus emails, and you don't do nothing but mannequin challenges all day long. So imagine what she got.
Now, let's talk about Trump being rushed off the stage.
Yeah,
now.
A Secret Service spokesperson said that there was a commotion in the crowd and an unidentified individual yelled out, gun. But according to the man who was actually questioned, Austin Kreitz, he said that all he did was hold up a sign that said Republicans against Trump. And that's when everybody started stomping him, kicking him, grabbing his crotch, and beating the crap out of him. He said somebody yelled something about a gun, and that's when things really got out of hand. Of course, they did not find a gun. They did a very thorough search of the area. There was no gun to be found. He said, I was a Republican supporter through the primaries. I've donated money to the Hillary Clinton campaign recently because I think Trump is a disaster for the country.
I love the fact that Donald Trump supporters grabbed a man's crotch, though. Drop on the clues
bombs.
It only
makes sense.
For them being equal opportunity pigs. I love it. You don't just grab pussycats over here. We grab crotches, too. I like that.
All right.
I like consistency.
Well, that's front
very
page
on brand
news. Now, tomorrow, of course, is the election. Are you going? Are you voting? Is that what you're doing? And we're asking. 800-585-1051. Many people are deciding not to vote.
Which, you know, listen, I respect everybody's right to vote or not to vote. I'm personally going out there to vote because I don't have any better ideas or any better solutions. So it always intrigues me, people's reasoning for not wanting to vote.
Now, if you're not voting, call us up right now. We would love to know why.
Yeah, I just want to know why. I just want to know your reason.
800-585-1051. Call us up right now. Again, if you're not voting tomorrow, we would love to talk to you. We want to know why.
And no judgment. We're not going to chastise you or slander you for it. We just want to know why.
800-585-1051. Call us right now. It's Fab. Can't let you go. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Drake Riri with Too Good. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club.
What's happening? Happy Monday.
Tomorrow is Election Day.
You can choose your own adventure, kids. What you want to do?
You should be going out and voting, but there's a lot of people that are not going out to vote. So we want to hear from you and want to know why.
And you
why.
Can't just be lazy.
No, can't be lazy. 800-585-1051. I know a lot of people, they might say, well, I can't get to the polls. I'm working all day, but we want to know why. The reason you're
they
not
open
voting.
At 6 a.m. in most places. You can get there. But yeah,
it's really interesting. It's really interesting this election because the main reason people don't want to vote is simply because they don't like either candidate. Like, right. It's just that simple. People are like, I don't like Trump. I don't like Hillary. I'm not voting. I'm just going to sit on my hands this year.
Well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's good? This is Sean from Queens.
Sean, you voting, bro?
Nah, I ain't voting tomorrow.
Why?
You ain't never voted in your life, though, but continue.
Listen, hey, no judgment, Charlamagne.
First off, I'm 30 years old. I'm a military veteran from Queens. Okay. I ain't voting. But wow. First off, I wouldn't vote because this is a system with no accountability in America. Where's the receipt? How do I know my vote counted? Did we all forget about Bush in Florida in 2004? How they had to recount all those votes?
I also kind of feel like, though, President Barack Obama would have never been in office if it was rigged.
Yeah, if it was rigged, I don't think they would have ever let a black man be in the White House.
I'm going to keep it real.
Listen, they do that. That's called the 52 fake out. It's like when your kid is in a store crying because they want a toy, you give them your phone so they forget about the toy. Then by the time you get your phone back, they done forgot about the toy. That's what they did with Obama.
But listen, let's
black people wanted a black president. So in order to prevent a ruckus, here, y'all take this little pawn right here, calm y'all down for 8 years, and now look.
Just say you go to the voting booth and you vote for Hillary, and then Hillary wins. Don't you feel like your vote counted?
No, it didn't count.
Guarantee. He said he doesn't know where his vote goes.
But if you vote for
So you basically think they already know who's going to win and we have nothing to do with anything.
Yes, he's from New York.
But that's an excuse for the loser. Like, the loser can say stuff like that. If the person who you want to win actually wins, why do you care?
That's what he says. Hello, who's this?
My name is Manny. I'm from Orange, New Jersey, you know.
What's up, bro? You not voting?
No, I'm not voting at all, you know, because these people, they won't make any difference for this country. There wouldn't be no change. There would still be war. If either one win, Trump or Hillary, there's still going to be war with Russia.
Have you ever voted? I haven't heard one good reason why people not voting yet.
Have you ever voted in your life?
No, never did, because I never see nobody that's worthy of my voting.
You didn't think Barack Obama was worthy of your vote?
There's nothing he really did for black people, you know?
No. I'm talking about initially when he first started running. Why didn't you think he was worthy of your vote? Why?
Why? Because...
You're just talking, sir. But I'm not here to chastise. Go ahead. Continue.
Well, at least you're consistent.
He said he made changes, but he haven't made any change so far that I've seen in office. Life is hard and
well,
hard.
Well, I mean, I think a lot of people have health insurance that didn't have it before. He started the whole My Brother's Keeper initiative.
He has no clue. Don't waste your breath.
Hello, who's this?
Yeah, I want to get. I want to talk about the...
oh, boy.
Why I'm not voting.
Why aren't you voting, sir?
Why aren't you voting?
Other than you're too high to get up off your couch and go do it.
Let me tell you something. Do you think your vote counts, honestly? Like,
yes.
Keep it real with me.
I voted for Barack the last two elections, and he was the president. So, yeah, I think my vote counted.
I respect that. I mean, listen, I have nothing against people not voting. The way I look at it, man, do you really think these two people will do something?
Listen, I am a stern believer that you have to empower yourself regardless. I believe in voting on a local level, too, because I feel like local government can affect you more directly than head of state. But, yeah, I think that if, you know, you put them in the White House with the right democracy behind them and you push them, I think we can make some things happen out here, sir.
I respect that. I respect
Yeah, sometimes
that.
You got to get involved, too, because you're accountable also.
Have you voted before? Democracy is all about.
Have you voted before?
I did vote for Barack Obama. So.
Are you involved in politics at all, like locally in your area?
Yes, I am.
Okay, that's good.
I am student class president. I was student class.
Stop it, man. Don't chastise it, man. My goodness. He might have voted for student class president. I leave it alone. All right, call us up. 800-585-1051. Are you voting tomorrow? If not, we want to know why. Call us up. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Usher, No Limit. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, tomorrow is Election Day. We're asking, are you going out to vote? A lot of people aren't. I'm going out to vote tomorrow after work. I know Angela Yee is going after work. Charlamagne is going, I'm sure, after work.
We can't go before work.
We got to be here.
Yeah, because they open up at 6.
Yeah.
I'm going to cast my vote. I mean, it's just funny to me when people say they're not going to vote because the first thing I say is, okay, why? I wanted to know a good reason. Some people have some articulate, intelligent reasons. Some people just sitting on their hands. Some people have never voted in their life. And I just want to know why you don't choose to vote, especially if you don't have any other bright ideas.
Well, you know what? Barack Obama was the first time I ever voted when he
came
to the office 8 years ago because I honestly didn't feel like it was for me. I didn't feel like I didn't really get into politics. I really didn't care much. But then when you started looking at what was going on in the country and what's going on in the world, you said, you know what? My vote matters. My vote counts. I got to get in there and try to make a difference.
I believed in the change that Barack said that he was going to bring. And I like the spirit of Barack. I like his energy. I like how he inspired and energized a whole nation, you know, especially black people. And I feel that way this year, too, about Hillary.
The only thing that was disappointing about our president was I feel like a lot of times he had so many obstacles that were preventing him from putting forth all these initiatives and things that he wanted to do.
Right. Hello, who's this?
This is Kyle from Queens. Good morning.
Kyle from Queens, man. You voting, bro?
No, I'm not.
Why not?
I refuse to be scared into voting for Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton just because it's like less of two evils. That's like saying, do I want to get shot with my eyes open to close? So I choose to vote locally this year.
That's nothing wrong with that. I mean, that's actually probably the most articulate reason I've heard this so far this morning.
It makes sense. It makes perfect sense. And, you know, I don't blame anybody that decides to vote for presidential candidates. I don't blame them, but I'm just not doing it this year.
Okay.
I do agree that we have to get more involved on a local level, though, because local government affects change directly in your community, I think, even more so than heads of state.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Greg from Seaport, Savannah.
What's up, bro? You voting this year?
No, I ain't going to vote. I don't think it's going to help anybody, you know, especially a working man, because all the money going to cost feeding. I don't see how it's going to change my life or anybody else's life, you know, voting.
Well, listen, I don't understand how people can make statements like that but not even
try.
Yeah. Like, yeah, you just giving up already? Like, just, it's not going to work anyway.
Man, bro, we've been trying for how many years?
I do think that we should empower ourselves. I always say that, regardless of who the head of state is, you got to keep God first, get this money, okay? You got to empower yourself. But I don't have no problem with voting for head of state and at least seeing what they can do.
Hello, who's this?
DJ from Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Hey, DJ, you voting this year, bro?
No, I'm not voting at all this year.
Tell us why.
I feel like the president is a puppet. I feel like everything he does and says, somebody's telling him what to do.
Who's these people that are telling
him
what to
do? He does have a lot of advice. Any president has a lot of advisors around them. They don't just make decisions on their own. It's not a dictatorship.
Exactly, but even besides just the advisors, I feel like it's people that behind the scenes that we don't even know about that's really telling the president everything he's supposed to be doing.
I mean, truthfully, those people are supposed to be the American people. That's what democracy is all about.
Everything's to be collective. It's not just one person.
I mean, that's what I'm looking forward to with Hillary getting in the White House. I feel like, you know, you have direct lines to her, and I feel like with social media now, we're so loud. Like, we have such a loud voice. They can't just be making promises and not keeping
them.
You
can't promise to donate money and support HBCUs, and then we don't hold you accountable for what you said you would do.
She said she wants to give $25 billion to HBCUs if she becomes president. You think we're not going to hold her to that?
Absolutely.
You think we're not going to be on this radio or be on social media saying, Hillary, where that money at every day?
But what's the moral of the story?
It's this quote by Franklin D. Roosevelt that I really love. It's about voting, and he says, nobody will ever deprive the American people of the right to vote except the American people themselves, and the only way they could do this is by not voting. So, you know, for a people like us who are always talking about civil rights and civil liberties and not having the same civil rights and civil liberties as other people, for us to not get out there and vote, the only people that's keeping us from having these civil liberties is ourselves.
All right. Well, yeah, we got rumors coming up.
Well, you know what? We are going to talk about IG beef, what was going on over the weekend on social media. Some people were going at it, as in Black China was beefing. And so was Tamar Braxton. We'll tell you why.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Let's go, Yee!
Well, this interview that Lil Wayne did is just never, ever going to stop because everybody has something to say about Lil Wayne's comments about Black Lives Matter and the fact that he feels like he hasn't had to deal with racism. And T.I., who's cool with Lil Wayne, actually did a whole post. He said, at Lil Toonti, this is my son and daughter showing me this for the first time and asking me what you mean. I'm at a complete loss of words here. Wayne, I've known you over a decade. Our daughters grew up together practically. He said, I know you wired a bit different than most other responsible adults, but still you tripping. I don't know what you're going through or what you are attempting to avoid, but this ish is absolutely unacceptable. You're disrespecting yourself, bringing shame on your family name and tarnishing your legacy. You have children, including mine, prior to now, that have looked up to you. You have sons and a daughter that depend upon your leadership, bro. If you don't stand for something out here, all the money, jewelry, cars, mansions, bandanas, and hit records don't mean ish. Our people are being oppressed. We are being hunted, captured, and slaughtered out here daily. You have to get out of that bubble you've been living in and get out here and educate yourself on what's going on around us. So he goes on to say, I know you're better than this. I've been proud to call myself a fan and a friend of Lil Wayne, but if that must end in order to stand up for those who can't do it for themselves, so be it. If you're not prepared for a question in an interview, say no comment, bro, but stop embarrassing yourself and everyone out here who's been supporting you. There is no middle ground. Oppression knows no neutral party.
Drop on the clues bombs for T.I., damn it. I was waiting on that when I gave Lil Wayne Donkey of the Day last week. You have the clip of me saying? Okay. And I expect everybody who called out Floyd Mayweather for his All Lives Matter comments a couple weeks ago, and by everybody, I mean you, T.I. Yes, T.I., I expect you to publicly call out Lil Wayne for these statements. Yeah, because simply when somebody with a voice says something so reckless, somebody else with a voice should dispute that, especially when that person has been disputing everybody else who's been saying reckless things.
I disagree. If that's my friend, somebody that's my people's, my man, and he even said in the little thing on in the Instagram that my daughter stayed at your house and your daughter stayed at my house with friends.
Why not
if
have
I
a conversation?
If I consider you a friend,
no.
I wouldn't try to embarrass you
but
on
we'll
social media.
We'll get into
I would
this later.
Call you behind the scenes.
I'm going to finish Rumor Report and we can get into that later, mm-hmm. Okay? All right, we'll talk about some more things that happened on social media over the weekend. Black China has some issues with Wendy Williams. Now, Wendy Williams said this on her show.
You know, this is a great come up for China, and she's taking full advantage of everything. Oh, she's not attracted to him. And it's not even about Rob being overweight. It's about Rob's lack of confidence. Like, put some bass in your voice and don't let her run over you. And China, I know you and Tokyo Tony will say yes to that special because you got a good thing going since Rob is less than smart and letting you get away with it.
Ooh. Jesus Christ.
Goodness gracious, well, Wendy.
Wendy come to all those conclusions.
Well, Black China posted, Wendy, you lost your MF and mine, ho. How dare you speak on me, my fiance, and my mom like you were at the Christmas table with us. I find it so funny how you love to talk about Rob and his insecurities like at a point in time you wasn't a fat 400-pound ass bitch on the radio.
Damn.
You telling him to put some bass in his voice, you wouldn't be like Kevin, right? You want Rob to put some bass in his voice and a fist upside my head next, right?
Yikes.
You want him to be like your husband? Rob is my man, mine. I love him for who he is, which is why we are together. Therefore, it doesn't effing matter what you think or want him to be. He's not for you, bitch. Then let's not talk about this little vendetta you have with my mom. Wendy, bitch, you're cruising, honestly, truly. You go out there talking about my family like you just hit the pipe backstage. When I decided to do this show, I knew I would be letting the world see us, but your horse face ass woke up on the wrong side of the stable and decided to go overboard with your F-boy comments. F-U-P body ass hoe. As in, she shaped like the letter P.
That's stupid.
Is what she's trying to say. So, needless to say, she wasn't too happy with these comments that Wendy had to say.
I always tell dudes they shape like a lowercase b. I tell Envy that all the time. He done lost weight now. I thought all the time he's shaped like a lowercase b.
All right.
That's so petty.
All right, and then another thing that happened on social media. It was so much going on this weekend. Tamar Braxton got into an argument with a fan, and of course they caught it on Baller Alert. Now somebody said, she posted a video of her son. Somebody said he could use some speech therapy coming from a mom who had to hire a speech therapist for my daughter.
I don't think that was foul, because she was like, I did the same thing.
But Tamar took it a different way. She said, bitch, don't try it. Not with Logan. Call me a hater or petty or whatever they're saying today, but that I care nothing about, but say nothing about my child. The woman responded, I didn't know speech therapy was an insult. Like I said, my daughter had it, and she's 6 now and speaks and reads above grade level. She had it at 2 years old, suggested by her daycare teacher. Had I reacted how you are, I would have missed out. Man, it hurts to hear someone I watch faithfully on TV and buy your albums call me a bitch.
Well, this is what y'all need to realize. Just because you can at people on Instagram and at them on Twitter, they're not your friends.
Nope.
So that's the type of critique that you give to a friend. Hey, I think that your child needs speech therapy. If you just coming at me on social media telling me what my child needs, F you, you
like
dirty
that,
bitch.
She said she had to hire.
I see what's happening with your child because it happened to my child. My child needed this, so maybe your child does as well.
But that's your daughter. Don't worry about what my daughter needs, okay? I need a second opinion. All right, I don't need your opinion.
Well,
all right?
Tamar has since apologized. She posted, I woke up from a sick nap and thought about things, and I truly humbly apologize if I hurt anyone's feelings by popping off. I am Mama Bear, and honestly, although I still feel that comment about Logan wasn't necessary, I want you who said it and everyone else to know that name-calling to anyone isn't nice, and getting words twisted and being misunderstood never feels good to anyone. So she said, please know my actions and sensitivity as a human and a mother is always on defense because I first hand experience words and situations being twisted all the time, and it is sometimes very frustrating. But she said, please forgive me, I'm a work in progress.
Good.
If that was me and that was my child, I'd have had my child, after saying my child needs a speech therapist, I'd have let my child say, F you, bitch. And then I'm like, oh, my child speaks just fine, doesn't he?
What made it okay was that she was saying it from her own personal experience with her own daughter and put it out there.
It
wasn't meant to be a negative thing. She didn't mean it in a negative way.
Not at all.
All right, and that is your rumor report.
All right, Missy, thank you. Charlamagne!
Yes.
Who are you giving that donkey to?
Listen, man, I don't like the disrespect that is shown to Thanksgiving on a commercial level. Mm-hmm. And I respect people who try to make attempts to celebrate Thanksgiving on a commercial level, but this is a very poor attempt. So I need this company called Salt. Let me get the name right. Salt and Straw Ice Cream. Salt and Straw Ice Cream.
Straw, okay.
Straw. Okay, I'm from South Carolina. Salt and Straw Ice Cream needs to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with them, okay?
All right, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Charlamagne, say the gang, donkey of the day.
Charlamagne. You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the donkey of the day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Yes, The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Monday, November 7th goes to Salt and Straw Ice Cream. First of all, I can't stand the disrespect that is shown at Thanksgiving. Now, I totally understand why Native Americans don't respect Thanksgiving. A lot of Native Americans feel as if Thanksgiving is the official U.S. celebration of the survival of early arrivals in a European invasion that culminated in the death of 10 to 30 million Native people. So I understand why Native Americans don't respect Thanksgiving, but that's not the disrespect I'm talking about, okay? The disrespect I'm talking about is strictly on a commercial level, all right? Thanksgiving, over the past few years, has been getting disrespected, disregarded, treated like a bumper in between Halloween and Christmas. Okay, Halloween, people have decorations all over their houses, their stores. It's Halloween commercials. And after Halloween, it seems people fast forward right to Christmas. I see Christmas decorations up already as if Thanksgiving has already passed, and I'm sick of it personally. I like Thanksgiving, okay? Thanksgiving's usually on a Thursday. It's always on a Thursday, right? Mm-hmm. I take the whole week off to enjoy that moment, and I would like to think that people are enjoying the moment as much as me. Now, this brings me to the case of salt and straw ice cream. Sometimes people make attempts to do good things, and often those attempts are poor. When the attempt is poor, I'm always torn. I don't know if I should applaud them for trying or slander them for the poor attempt. In this case, I chose slander. See, salt and straw ice cream is getting into the Thanksgiving spirit, and they're doing what I want people to do, which is show Thanksgiving some respect. But they had to disrespect the greatness that is ice cream to do it. Let's go to USA Today to hear all about it.
Attention, Turkey Day lovers. You can now try a whole 6-course Thanksgiving meal in ice cream form. The good people at the handmade ice cream shop, Salt and Straw, want to make the holiday a little sweeter this year. Who said mashed potatoes and ice cream don't go well together? The butter mashed potato and gravy flavor is made with salty and buttery whipped and frozen potatoes with a swirl of chocolate gravy. And turkey lovers have got to try the salted caramel Thanksgiving turkey. Sweet and buttery turkey is folded into a turkey fat caramel ice cream with handmade fried turkey skin brittle. For stuffing needs, try the cranberry walnut stuffing or the California acorn chestnut stuffing. Feast your eyes on sweet potato casserole ice cream, balanced with maple syrup, marshmallows, and pecans. And for dessert, spiced goat cheese and pumpkin pie ice cream is the last flavor to finish this Thanksgiving meal. Don't waste time in the kitchen. For $65, you can order the 6-flavor bundle that would probably taste better than the overcooked turkey you avoid making every year.
That commercial makes me want to boo-boo. I'm already lactose intolerant, okay? I can feel my stomach bubbling and running right now. If
a
I was
couple of those flavors
ever.
Sounded all right.
No. Okay, all the flavors of a roasted turkey, its juices and caramelized onions underneath packed into a turkey fat caramel ice cream, then speckled with handmade fried turkey skin brittle. I don't get high enough to enjoy that. Okay, buttered mashed potatoes and gravy ice cream. Listen to the question she posed to the people in this commercial. Listen.
Who said mashed potatoes and ice cream don't go well together?
Who said they do? Who are these terrorists, these members of ISIS who are sitting around talking about mixing mashed potatoes and ice cream? Who?
Well, in all fairness, mashed potatoes looks like ice cream kind of sometimes.
Oh, come on, ye.
Stuffing ice cream? You know how kids always want dessert over dinner? Offer them this roasted turkey ice cream, and I bet you they will be begging you to eat regular dinner. I guarantee you the same people who would actually buy Thanksgiving ice cream from Salt and Straw also buy the Kentucky Fried Chicken sunscreen from KFC. They've also eaten the Krispy Kreme Luther Burger, which has donuts in the bun and bacon and cheese. Yuck.
The sweet potato casserole sounds good.
That did sound right. I'm not gonna lie. Only because I like sweet potatoes. I like a nice sweet potato souffle.
Listen.
Okay, I like sweet potato anything.
I'm not gonna lie.
That sounds pretty okay.
No, it does.
All right. Salt and straw ice cream, I guess I have to respect the fact that you guys at least tempted to get in the Thanksgiving spirit. You get an E for effort, but nah. Please give salt and straw ice cream the biggest hee-haw, please.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day. Now, when we come back, we're going to go to Breakfast Club Court. That's what we're going to do?
Uh-oh.
All right. We're going to talk T.I. and Lil Wayne. Now, if you haven't heard in the rumors, Angela Yee reported that T.I. called out Lil Wayne for his remarks.
As he should have.
About Black Lives Matter.
Mm-hmm.
As I asked for him to do. I think he definitely should have did that, especially being that he's been calling out everybody publicly. And whenever a public figure like a Lil Wayne says something so reckless, it should be another public figure who stands up to dispute that.
Well, let us know what you think.
Okay.
800-585-1051. You know I agree. I feel like if we're friends, if we're people, if your daughter spent the night at my house, my daughter spent the night at your house, I consider us ourselves friends. That's a strong word. That if you have a problem with something that I did, you should call me on the phone. You shouldn't do it publicly. You shouldn't try to embarrass me.
It would have been really nice if he would have had a conversation with him and said, you know what, bro? This is the reason why this and that.
Absolutely.
Let's put something up together. Let people know that you don't really feel that way and have a conversation and try to educate him.
Well, clearly Lil Wayne does feel that way.
On what it is.
Because his response to T.I. was what?
F you.
But Lil Wayne did say that he, when he made those comments, he was upset about a question that was asked earlier, so he just said anything. I'm telling you what he said.
He should have got upset about the question that was asked.
It would have been powerful.
Not slander the Black Lives Matter movement.
We'll talk about it when we come back. It would
have been powerful if Lil Wayne would have made a statement saying, you know what, I was wrong and I retract what
I spoke
said
to
earlier.
My bro, and this is what
spoke
it was.
Spoke to my bro.
Absolutely. 800-585-1051. Was T.I. wrong for calling out Lil Wayne in public? They were friends.
So what?
Friends. Peoples.
You have to use moments to teach.
Friends. 800-585-1051. Moments to teach, not to embarrass friends. Call
it's
us
not
up
embarrassing.
Now.
He embarrassed himself.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Notorious B.I.G. We're Hypnotized. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, we're talking T.I. and Lil Wayne. Now, Yee reported a story in the rumors about T.I.
Yes, T.I. publicly said some things on social media to Lil Wayne about his Black Lives Matter comments. Now, T.I. wasn't wrong in what he said, but it was the way that he confronted Lil Wayne that we are having a discussion about this morning. Should he have publicly posted that on social media, or is this a private conversation you have with your friend behind the scenes?
I think T.I. did exactly what he should do. T.I. has been using all these moments to teach and school people on BLM, whether it was Don King, Floyd Mayweather, Lil Wayne speaking bad about BLM. T.I. has taken them all to task, and he should. Also, this is what we got to remember. When Wayne makes comments like this, people like the Bill O'Reillys, the Sean Hannitys, the Tommy Lawrence of the world, they run with these comments and use them as ammo to reinforce how they feel about BLM. Tommy did it last time when Wayne was on Undisputed. She used his comments to say, see, even Wayne doesn't think a Black Lives Matter movement is necessary. So we need a public figure like T.I. to stand up and denounce what Wayne said, because if nobody does that, then people on the outside looking in will say, well, I guess what Wayne said about BLM is true because nobody disputed it.
But if you're my friend also, and you're my compadre, right, you're somebody that I respect and that you respect me, my kids come to your house, my kids go to your house. We are friends. We speak to each other on the phone. If that's a problem, that's a situation, you feel a certain way, don't try to publicly embarrass me or publicly denounce me. You call me on the phone and say, yo, bruh, what you said was wrong.
Okay.
What you said was this, and then we handle it accordingly.
Yeah,
but you just don't write on Instagram and basically play me. That's
so
why
the other people T.I. called out aren't his friends.
Okay, so
there's
check
people
this.
He's not really cool with.
So with that said, if Lil Wayne, who has publicly shouted out Black Lives Matter on stage, mm-hmm, if he knows that he has friends who are in support of the Black Lives Matter movement, why would he go out and denounce BLM then?
Well, the whole
answer the question.
We don't know what Lil Wayne was going through, and that's my whole purpose.
Man,
we don't
stop
know.
It. No, he's a grown ass man.
Thing. We don't know. You see, you say that's this grown ass man. You don't know what was happening, what put him in that situation.
Doesn't matter.
And if you're my friend, call me. And even if I am wrong, even if nothing I said should have mattered, you call me on the phone and check me on the phone and say, yo, bro, this is what it is. If you're my friend.
I'm going to hypothetically use what you said. If we're friends.
We're friends.
And you know I'm out here. I got the Usher Elch album. I'm doing my performances based around BLM. I'm on the front line of BLM. If we're really friends, you shouldn't go on public TV and denounce BLM. And how many artists are in support of BLM that you think are Wayne's friends?
But I don't think that just because you're friends with somebody, that means you have to believe the same things that they believe. Sometimes people need to have conversations with people and be like, listen, behind the scenes, what you said, this is why. Sometimes maybe T.I. need to have a conversation.
I don't know what world y'all live in.
Was wrong, and I'm gonna tell you why. These are the statistics. This is what I've been talking about. This is what I've been standing for. And that was irresponsible how you said that. Why don't we get out here and do something together where you take back what you said, you denounce it, let them know I was going through something, but this is how I really feel. I should have never said that. I thought the interview was gonna get pulled. It didn't. But
if something is publicly said, it should be publicly denounced. If I get on this radio right now and I go, look, kids, none of y'all should ever wear condoms. Unprotected sex isn't the safest, but it feels the best. Nobody wear condoms.
You say that all the time.
Neither one of y'all gonna dispute me?
You say it all the time.
Well,
Neither one of y'all gonna dispute me.
We do a show where we go back and forth and we talk to each other on the show. But if you said something.
Now, if you went somewhere else and said that.
When you got on here and said stop and frisk, I didn't agree with that and I publicly denounced that.
Yeah, but I didn't make a post and not say nothing to him personally and make a post.
But see, but you also know where it was coming from. You also knew my car got shot up. You knew where it was coming from.
But I still denounced the fact that people need to be stopped and frisked.
You didn't denounce it like T.I. denounced it. There's a difference.
I mean, I think it's fine to confront somebody face to face, but sometimes on social media it gives everybody else the opportunity to, you know.
Well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
This is Sean from Long Island.
What do you think about T.I. Calling out Lil Wayne in public?
Honestly, I feel like he first should have called him, saw where his head was at. But if Lil Wayne stuck to what he said, then you should take it publicly. But you got to call first and see, you know, if it was a mistake, because everyone makes mistakes.
If that's your friend, right?
Yeah, if that's your friend, you got to see where his head was at because you never know. But if he wasn't unapologetic at all, and then it is what it is. That's when you take it publicly.
Well, we don't know if that happened or not, but I doubt it.
Well, 800-585-1051. We got T.I. in Breakfast Club court. Was he wrong for calling out Lil Wayne in public? 800-585-1051. Call us now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Drake Controller. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Right now, we're in Breakfast Club court. We're talking T.I. Lil Wayne. Was he wrong for calling out Lil Wayne in public? Just read the message that T.I. left on his Instagram.
Well, it's pretty long, but I'll abbreviate it. He said, Wayne, I've known you over a decade. Our daughters grew up together practically. Regine spent countless times at my house with Nick when you were in prison, and you extended my daughter the same courtesy when I was in the same position. Our relationship outside of music is what makes me sensitive to your disposition. You have to get out of that bubble you've been living in and get out here and educate yourself on what's going on around us. I'm always here to share whatever knowledge or understanding I may have to assist your growth and development, but you must stop this buffoonery and cooning you out here doing. You looking like somebody who has something to gain or lose by pretending like it's not as bad as BLM making it seem, and you're not aware of an issue that needs to be addressed. That's what would be considered Uncle Tom-ish. I know you. You're better than this.
Listen, what Lil Wayne said was so reckless and so problematic that it needed a public denouncing from another star, because like I said, people who are already against the Black Lives Matter movement, whether it's the Bill O'Reillys or Sean Hannity's or Tommy Lawrence of the world, will use Wayne's comments to reinforce all the negative things that they've said about BLM. So you need somebody like a T.I. to stand up and denounce what Wayne said, because if nobody does that, then people on the outside looking in will say, I guess what Wayne said is true about BLM because nobody disputed it.
I don't necessarily agree.
I would have loved it if Lil Wayne, if they would have had a conversation. And Lil Wayne would have came out with T.I. and spoke together and said, I had a conversation with my brother, T.I., who brought it to my attention that what I said was irresponsible, and he's absolutely right, and these are the reasons why. That would have been an ideal situation.
I think they should have pulled Wayne aside after he did the interview on Undisputed, and they should have had the conversation with him then. Clearly, nobody did that because he still is not educated on what BLM is or why we need a BLM or even just matters of race in America, which is so confusing to me because he used to be so aware.
Right.
At one point.
But I mean, obviously he's going through some trying to trouble or trauma. But
it's called drugs.
If I got friends and people that I consider friends, I'm not going to ish on them publicly. I'm going to call them first, tell them how I feel, because regardless, somebody can have their own opinion. And I'm going to tell them how I feel behind the scenes. And then I can go from there, but I'm going to talk to him first.
Let's it depends what it is, though. Like, if you get on, if one of my friends stands up and goes, look, man, I love gang banging. I love being a member of the gang. Selling drugs is great for the community. I have to publicly denounce
him. If it's one of my friends, I'm going to call him first and be like, bro,
I'm
going to call him first if they my friend.
No.
If they're not my friend, then that's something different.
The people,
but if they're my friend.
I owe the people more. I owe the kids that are listening more than I do my friend in that moment.
If that's my friend, I want to know where
they're coming
from.
I think for the kids, they would also like it more if the person that said it actually took those words back. It meant a lot, I think, when Envy said he was wrong for what he said rather than just us going in on him. I think it meant a lot for him to have a conversation, you said, behind the scenes, and then realizing why you said what you said was wrong.
Yeah, but you know what? You got to get to that point. Envy had to get publicly denounced by a lot of people. A lot of people had to come at Envy and slander him real crazy in public, and then he got to that conclusion. So it's a process.
But see, but a lot of my friends call me behind the scenes to have a conversation and didn't publicly denounce me. You know what I mean? A lot of my friends call me, whether it was, I don't need to say, but Clue called me, Tyrese called me. My father called me. A lot of people called me.
Your wife had a long conversation.
My wife called me. They didn't denounce me on Instagram because they are my
true friends. Oh, you didn't see Tyrese's Instagram post that he deleted?
He definitely didn't.
Tyrese put a picture of a waffle up, and he put All Lives Matter Envy.
Shut up. You always go too far. Hello, who's this?
Brad Newberg from Newberg. What's going on?
Brad, what do you think about T.I.? Was he wrong for calling out Lil Wayne in public?
Honestly, I think T.I. calling out Lil Wayne in public is more for him to make a stand and show the people that he... Because everybody knows Lil Wayne's his boy. So I think it's just more him making a stand, showing the people that he doesn't agree with what he's saying. I think it was wrong on a personal level, but I think it was more for him to show the people, listen, I'm not with what me and him don't. Because in that post, he says, if I have to lose a friend for what I believe in, I'm ready to do that. It's just, I think it was more for him to show the people, I don't agree with this man.
Thank you, bro. Hello, who's this?
Snake the Barber from Dayton.
Hey, what's up, bro? Do you think T.I. was wrong?
No, I don't. I think, Charlamagne is right. And I also think, like, what T.I. was trying to do, because, you know, his kids and Wayne's kids kick it together, and his kids look up to Wayne. And he really, you know what I'm saying, he really vocal about the Black Lives Matter thing, right? And he want his children to be vocal about it, too. And I mean, if your kids, my kids, they should be feeling the same way, man. How could you say that don't matter to you, though? I don't know, man.
Well, I think T.I.'s kids look up to T.I. more than they look up to Lil Wayne.
Absolutely. Hello, who's this?
Hey, listen, Cool, stay in the house. Wayne is a cool, bro.
Jeesh. Hello, who's this?
Miss Danielle. Good morning, how are you?
Good morning.
How are you?
T.I. was wrong?
I kind of feel like what you said, if they friends on that level, he should just pull them to the side or call them and, you know, say how he felt about it. But at the same time, for people like Charlamagne who wanted T.I. to respond to Lil Wayne, you know, maybe he felt like he should go public just like he did with Floyd Mayweather and everybody else. At the end of the day, Lil Wayne, he's a clown for those comments, so I don't knock T.I. at all.
Right. Okay. Thank you, Mama. All right, now what's the moral of the story, guys?
The moral of the story is only a true friend will tell you to your face what others are saying behind your back. So I have no problem with T.I. speaking out publicly against Lil Wayne because, like I said, when something is said so reckless publicly, it needs to be denounced publicly as well. So salute to T.I.
All right.
For always speaking up.
Right. And I don't think there's anything wrong with what T.I. said. I just feel like they should have had a conversation with each other first.
And by the way.
Absolutely.
T.I. just made it to where he can go at anybody who goes against the BLM. Because if he went in on a friend, nobody is safe. All right?
And Lil Wayne said, F you.
Yeah, Lil Wayne's reply was, F you.
F Wayne. Wayne's so lame,
saying,
you know?
But I'm saying if our daughters play together and everything, we can talk to each other.
Absolutely. Well, we got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yes, we are going to talk about Superhead. She talks about three abortions that she just had. Two of them were pretty recent. We'll tell you what she had to say about that. Also, we'll talk about a new show. Remember, Star Jones had that show coming to VH1 that was called Satan Sisters? Well, they've changed the name of it, and we'll tell you who's going to be in it.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Solange was on Saturday Night Live over the weekend, which was beautiful. And this weekend coming up, Dave Chappelle is going to be hosting Saturday Night Live. So that should be really exciting. And A Tribe Called Quest will be the musical guest.
So. I'm definitely going to that show. Last SNL I went to was Jonah Hill and Future. Before that was Chris Rock and Prince. God bless the dead. I'm definitely going to Chappelle and Tribe Called Quest.
Right, got to make it to that. So that's going to be happening this weekend. And I think that's the first time Dave Chappelle has ever hosted.
It is.
Saturday Night, Night Live. So that's another big deal.
I wonder if that's the first time Tribe has ever been on SNL.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. But I know they'll be on for now because their album is coming out. We got it from here. Thank you for your service. All right, Superhead. She recently did a post talking about having three different abortions. She said, I've been married three times and in the past year aborted the two babies conceived with my third husband. She's talking about Columbus Short.
Why would you ever penetrate Superhead in her vagina, though? Her name's Superhead.
That's her husband. I don't know. She said, God knows I loved him. God knows I still do. But it was his drug and alcohol addictions and the abuse I suffered from him that made it impossible for me to see myself stuck with him for the rest of my life. I figured the marriage could be undone, but our children would be forever. And they deserved a better father and a happier, healthier mother. He knew about the first abortion, which I had before our marriage. But I told him the second abortion was a miscarriage. She said this was a month after we were married. Then she also says she regrets an abortion she had. From a guy who was 10 years younger than her. She said, I would give anything to bring that baby back.
I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary, but...
She might need to get on the pill.
But isn't an abortion and a miscarriage two different things? Like,
yes, they
no,
are.
No, she said she they told two different him things. That the abortion she had was a miscarriage. So in other words...
Oh, she lied
when
to
she
him.
Wasn't pregnant
oh,
anymore.
Oh, got
she
you.
She said she had
really
a miscarriage.
Had an abortion,
okay.
But he believed it was a miscarriage. I guess now he knows.
I guess got he knows you. Now.
Now he knows the truth. Wow. Superhead still...
The moral of the story is stick to Superhead's mouth.
All right, now let's discuss that show that Star Jones is doing. It's called Daytime Divas. Before, it was called Satan Sisters. And I'll tell you some people who have joined the cast. Eve is on the cast now. Lala, Patti LaBelle, Tasha Smith, who's on Empire now, and Scandal star Norm Lewis are all joining the cast in recurring roles.
I'm intrigued. What is this?
In it also, along
what is
with Ugly
Davis?
Betty star Vanessa Williams and Hit the Floor star McKinley.
Tell
Freeman.
Us about it.
It's all inspired by Star Jones' book called Satan Sisters. It's about a talk show that was very long running that was called The Lunch Hour, and it's going to chronicle all the issues between the five female co-hosts. I'm sure we can see where Star Jones...
So it's
Jones
about The View.
Pretty much.
I was on The View.
Yeah, pretty much.
And this is a scripted show?
It's a scripted show.
Eve, Lala, Patti LaBelle, I'm in. Mm-hmm. I'm there. Drop one of Clues Arnold. Bombs for that. Tashina Arnold, Pam from Martin, I'm there.
Okay.
Say no more. I'm sold.
Now, Jay-Z and Beyonce were in Cleveland stumping for Hillary Clinton. I'm with her. Don't forget, you get to vote tomorrow, and here are some of what they had to say.
I want my daughter to grow up seeing a woman lead our country and know that her possibilities are limitless. We have to think about the future of our daughters, our sons, and vote for someone who cares for them as much as we do. And that is why I'm with her.
I'm with that too, man. Not because I'm a Pinkett Smith Winfrey Knows Carter, but because my daughter is eight and all she's ever seen is a black president. And now, you know, hopefully all she'll see is a woman president for the next 4 years. It's going to be hard for you just to be white and male and become president ever again. I'm letting you know that right now. It's going to be very difficult for just a white male. He's going to have to be an exceptional
white
male.
And then we get, then we need a Latino president.
Listen, you know how exceptional of a white male you're going to be president from here on out? You can't just be the plain white male. You got to come with some sprinkles
or
something.
You think we'll ever have a trans president?
Possibly. Yeah, I don't see why not.
Why not? All right, and I just want to take it to Chicago for a second. They actually had a World Series celebration for the Cubs, and they're saying it's the seventh largest gathering.
There was mad people out
there. Do you know how many people were there?
Like 5 million?
5 million people showed up.
Goodness gracious.
All right, and when I say the seventh largest gathering in history, I mean around the world. Like the first one was in India, and that was 30 million people.
That's a lot of people.
Then Iraq for the festival, and 17 million people. Then in India, again, 15 million. Iran, 10 million. Philippines, 6 million. World Youth Day had 5 million. And then the Chicago Cubs with 5
million.
That
is a lot for a celebration parade.
Right.
Wow.
I'm still stuck on the will we ever have a trans president thing.
Could happen.
I feel like it has to be some order. If you're going to, it has to be like, hey, we had black, we're going to have a woman. Should be Jewish.
You need Latino.
Then she's Latino.
You need gay.
Then gay. Like, trans is kind of like the back of the line as far as like who gets to be the next president now. Come on.
I don't know about that. It's whoever's
they
qualified.
They just skip in the line.
So who's next?
Next should be, let me
gay.
See. In Orders of Oppression?
I think gay.
See.
Gay or Latino?
Yeah.
All right,
Native American. Bong. There we go.
That's your rumor
that's
report.
What we need.
I'm
that's
Angela
the next
Gee.
One. In Order of Oppression, Native American. Yes. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
All right. All right. Well, thank you for the rumors, Yee. Up next is the People's Choice Mix, 800-585-1051. And shout out to our family at Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, the People's Choice Mix is up next. Let me know what you want to hear. Let's go!